Hi, I'm Damon Davis, and I want to welcome you to a very special edition of One on One. I want to ask you for just a moment, before we dive deep into this program, to consider where you are right now. Now, I'm not talking about where you're seated. I'm talking about where you are in your life. Let's think about our bank account for just a moment. Is it empty? Are our bills being paid? Are our needs being met? Most of us, maybe you, would say no to that very important question. The financial struggle in your life, well, it's taking its toll on you, and you really don't know where to turn. How about your health? Maybe you got up today, and instead of feeling ready to take on the day, you were struggling with some sort of pain or ailment. Maybe you received some diagnosis from the doctor and it's got you quite scared. Maybe your relationship is falling apart. You've had some fight, or maybe separation, or the relationship that you have, it's on the skids, and save for a miracle of God, it's all but over. You see, these are the feelings, these are the concerns, these are the worries that so many of us, maybe you, are facing right now. And as we moved into this new year, and as we move into a new month, and as we face the next month, you're wondering where God is in all of this. You're wondering what happened. You're wondering why you've lost and are losing so much. Instead of you moving ahead in life, you feel like you're slipping further and further and further behind. You know what I'm talking about. If you do, then I promise you that today, this program, this edition of One on One, is going to be one of the most insightful and revolutionary programs, because today, you are going to discover that by divine decree, what is found in the Word establishes a truth that nothing can dismantle, and that is that God wants you to recover every single thing that you have lost. And this isn't hope alone. This isn't a promise that I'm just making to you. This is what God has ordained to happen in your life. And you're going to discover how right now on this edition of One on One. You were created one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind. In your talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny, it's never easy, seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today. Are you ready for the best days of your life that begin right now with you discovering what you can do? Get into your heart and into your mind and into your spirit and into your soul an understanding that's going to recover everything that you have lost. Are you ready for that? I know that you are. That's why I'm so excited to have with me on this program a very special guest, a dear friend. His name is Timothy Johnson. He is an evangelist, he is a pastor, he is a man who operates in the supernatural, spiritual things of God. And I'm telling you what, just a few minutes with Tim on this program and you're thinking is going to be shifted. You're going to be moved into a direction that is going to make things happen in your life. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Damon. I'm excited to be here. I will say this, I'm fired up, I'm ready. I'm full of the Holy Ghost.
I can tell, man.
And I'm ready to fire the word of the Lord today. I've got a word for you, and I want you to stay right there because this word, this Rhema word, is going to change your life. It's going to change your circumstances. You may say, nah, this is just another preacher. No, this is a divine order that God has predetermined from the foundation of the world that you would be sitting there and I would be sitting here. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
Amen.
Everything's
Amen.
About to change.
So the bank account, the merit, all of the things, the negative stuff that
yes,
you feel and that are real that I spoke about at the beginning of the show, that's just temporary. Mm-hmm. That God can do something right now when we have gotten to the end of ourselves, when there's nothing else that we can do on our own, that's when God can show up. That's why, am I getting it right?
You're correct, sir.
That's why, keep
preaching.
That's why I'm excited about today's show because, you know, a lot of people ended this last year, maybe ended last week, maybe ended last month, looking at very bad stuff, Tim. Mm. Well, what is going on out there that the body of Christ, that us, the believers, are under such immense attack?
Wow.
And what can we do today to turn this stuff around? That's what I want to talk about.
You know, Damon, today we live in a world of broken lives, broken homes, mm-hmm. broken ambitions. People don't necessarily need sympathy and pity. What they need is a word from the Lord.
Yes, amen.
They need a Rhema word. There's a difference between a logos and a Rhema. A logos is the written word of God.
It's
that thing that we crack open on Sunday mornings, mm-hmm. the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me.
Got it.
But a Rhema word is a noun word. It's mm-hmm. a word that God speaks to an individual, through an individual, or he'll speak that Rhema word directly to your spirit, and it'll confirm some things that he had already spoken.
Wow.
And I believe that there's many people that are watching today that you need a noun word to change and produce a noun miracle for you.
Amen.
And I believe that this broadcast today, this Rhema word that God has brewing specifically for the viewers, is going to change some things today.
I believe that, and I'm in agreement with you, and I would submit that people watching, no matter what they're going through or have gone through, it's probably important that at this very minute,
yes,
they make a decision that they're going to be in agreement with us that God has a word.
The Bible says in the book of Revelations 2:29, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Good.
The revelation behind that is first, you have to have the ability to hear the voice of God. You know, the greatest ability is not for the believer to lay hands on the sick and see them recover or even raise the dead. And in fact, all those things are wonderful, but the greatest ability is for a believer to hear the voice of God, but not just hear, but obey. Obedience brings the manifestation of miracles in the believer's life.
Wow.
We track that all the way back to Genesis chapter 1 when God spoke to Adam and placed him in the garden and gave him a specific command not to eat of the garden or of the fruit of the garden. Don't touch it, lest you die. At that moment, it was up to Adam to be obedient to the Rhema word that was spoken to him that would produce miracles.
Got it.
It was only when Adam disobeyed the word when everything fell apart.
Got it. So there's a word that God's planted then in the spirit of people watching right now. He has spoken blessing over our life. He didn't make us, build us, plant us here on this earth to live broken down, depleted, fractured lives, did he?
No, he did not.
What did he plant us here and design for us to do, Tim?
The first words that Adam heard was, be blessed,
yeah.
multiply,
got it.
Replenish,
got it.
Subdue,
mm-hmm.
have dominion over everything that I have created. I've given it over to you, and now it's your opportunity to rule and reign. And so the reality is that when Adam sinned against God in Genesis chapter 3, the scripture says that Adam sinned against God by disobeying the word and eating the fruit. At that moment, he lost everything. Mm-hmm. And it has been God's original intent to restore and recover everything that has been lost and stolen in the life of the believer.
So we're to rule then over our finances, right? We're to have dominion over our health. We're to have dominion over our relationships. And I'm not suggesting rule over your relationships, but have control over the outcome versus the outcome having control of you, right? You're saying that we were designed, planted here, destined to reign over our life, and our life to be that kind of life that is an example to the greatness of God. Am I getting you right?
You're spot on. Now, listen to this. Recovery. Mm. Everything that we know today as believers in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation speaks in reference to recovery,
okay,
or redemption.
Okay.
Galatians 3:13 says it this way, Christ hath, past tense. We ain't talking about future. We're talking about past tense. Christ hath redeemed us. The word redeem means to restore one back to his original state of affair. Ooh. Now, I'm speaking to somebody right now because you remember what it used to be like when the blessing was on you, when everything was great, when the marriage was great, when the children were praising the Lord and everything, the health was well. Well, God has a plan for you to recover everything. He wants to restore us back to the original state of affair where we're walking in dominion, walking in authority, when everything that we say and everything that we do lines up with the Word of God.
Well, how do people reconcile that right now to believe that God has a plan of restoration for them when all they see is the reality of their life?
Jeremiah 29:11 says, mm-hmm, for I know the plans that I have for you, mm-hmm, plans to prosper you,
amen,
bless you,
sure,
and to give you an expected end.
Wow.
In other words, your latter will be greater than your former.
So then with that said, let me ask Tim, is there something that you're feeling, that you're seeing, that is going to happen in the life of the believer in 2015? What can you say God is preparing to do for people watching right now?
You know, it is amazing. There's a lot of teaching right now going on in the body of Christ that this is the year of the Shemitah. What does that mean? Well, the scripture is full of dates and times and events when God is speaking directly in the lives of human beings where he has set an appointed time for something to happen. We call it a Kairos moment,
sure,
when God shows up and says, mm-hmm, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe that 2015 is that year. It is a year that I believe that God wants to recover all.
Okay.
The 2015, you better hear me now. You better open up your spirit. This is a prophetic word. This is a now word, and you'll confirm it in your spirit that 2015 is the year to recover all.
Wow.
And the years proceeding this year will be the best and the rest of the manifestations of God in the lives of the believer.
Wow.
You are a spirit man first. This is your season to pursue. This is your season to recover everything that the devil has stolen.
Boy.
Get your hands up, raise your hands, strap your boots,
come on,
pull your britches up,
because yep,
there's work to do, and the only thing that we've got to do is pursue.
Wow.
And he promised us that if we would pursue it, we'd recover it all.
Boy, you know, there's people watching. I mean, the devil's got them absolutely so low. He's got them under his foot, not what we're supposed to have, and that is our foot on the neck of the devil. Am I getting it?
You got it. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, the day that the Lord spoke this to me, the Spirit of the Lord speaks this rhema word to my
sure,
spirit.
Sure.
It says that, Tim, this is the year to recover all. And I know, just like many people that's listening and watching and saying what I said, Lord, how are you going to recover everything that I lost in one season?
Yeah, it's not even logical.
It's not even logical. But remember, Numbers 23:19 says, I'm not a man. I'm God. I said, I'm not a man. I'm not a man. I'm not a man.
Got it.
I'm God. So I say to the Lord in response to the word, Lord, how are you going to do this? And immediately the Spirit of the Lord speaks to my spirit and says, because son, everything that has been stolen from you and all of my children from decades past has been stolen by one perpetrator, one thief.
Sure.
And he says, and not only that, but everything that has been stolen from you and all of my children is in one location.
Wow.
And I started thinking, you know, history shows us that when a thief steals something, that the authorities normally track him. And if they can locate him, they can locate the things that has been stolen from the people.
Sure.
And at that moment, the Spirit of the Lord hit my spirit and took me to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 30.
Proverbs 6:30 and 31
says, men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul. But if he be found, he has to restore sevenfold.
Whoa.
Or give all the substance of his house.
Whoa.
Now listen.
You find the thief. And the thief has to restore
sevenfold. The key is you've got to locate him. Mm. You've got to find the thief. You can't say, well, my mom and my dad was diagnosed with cancer. That's why I got it. Well, it was a result of the mortgage company and my house was foreclosed.
I have a bad boss. My spouse did something to me. They're not the thief.
The thief is the enemy.
The thief is who's behind what happened, which is
Satan. We say, well, preacher, how do you know? Well, because Jesus says it this way in John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I've come that you might have life. So Jesus identifies the thief as Satan and says that he has a threefold ministry. He's coming to steal, to kill,
and to destroy. Wow.
And the scripture says that once we identify that it has been Satan, then we can go to him and demand and declare the word of God that you are to return to me everything that you have stolen with a sevenfold interest.
Wow.
Now listen to this. It wasn't God's fault. It wasn't God's intention that man fell.
It was man's disobedience.
It was man's disobedience to God's word. Mm. And so the reality is that God has been working very hard to restore everything that has been stolen in the earth realm to the people of God first.
Wow.
But we've got to get to the place where we have an understanding how to tap into the supernatural. So here's a word, a rhema word that God has given me to release to the body of Christ, that 2015 is the year to recover all. Mm-hmm. That obedience brings the blessing.
Got it.
Well, what do you mean obedience? Well, you've got to obey the word in order for the miracle to show up.
Got it.
He says in Genesis 8:22 that as long as the earth remains, there will always be seed time and harvest. So as the principle of the kingdom is this, anytime God receives or releases a rhema word or a word to a believer,
got it,
faith is required and action is required as well. So God is now saying as a result of you hearing this word,
got it,
you now need to move in faith and sow a seed in the act of obedience that, God, I heard you. That's my word. You said in your word in Genesis 8:22 that there will only be a time for harvest when I sow. A harvest cannot come unless, first of all, there was seed sown.
Got it.
So today I'm telling you that here is the moment of action. Here is the moment of truth that you hear the word of the Lord that is going out today over the airwaves, and the obedience for you is to now move into the direction of obedience by grabbing a seed and sowing that seed to solidify and seal the truth that, God, I heard you. And the only way that we can define to God, because it's spiritual and it's supernatural, that we obey is by doing something natural.
Wow. You know, the last time that I ever saw Dr. Oral Roberts, I had the privilege to be with him and to talk to him. And this neophyte who understands a fraction of what this man knew about things of faith and how to activate God's power in your life would ask him the simplest question. Dr. Roberts, if you could leave me with one nugget that I could take throughout my life to live the kind of life that God designed for me to live, what would it be? And he said to me, always sow your seed from your need. Mm. Man, that stuck with me. Tim, what was he saying? What does this thing, seed, have to do with anything as it relates to what we're talking about today?
Everything. 2015, we're talking about that. The year to recover all. The number 20, God is specific when it comes to numbers.
Sure he is.
The number 20 means waiting or expectancy. The number 15 means rest or resting. Hebrews 4:9 says that therefore there remains a rest unto the children of God. We're not talking about sitting back and doing nothing.
Mm.
We're talking about the rest of God that we have not seen yet.
Wow.
So let's be deliberate in what we're going to do when it comes to the seed.
Okay.
We want to name that seed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we want God to know, we want to know that it's going into the ground,
mm-hmm.
and there's a name attached to it.
And there's an expected end.
There's an expected end. So let's say it this way, 2015, if it's expectancy,
mm-hmm.
if it's waiting, and if it's rest, then we are waiting with expectancy. Because
wow.
expectancy is the breeding ground for any miracle.
Wow.
I said expectancy is mm-hmm. the breeding ground
mm-hmm.
for any miracle.
Wow.
So 2015, we are expecting and waiting on the rest of the manifestation of God to recover and restore to us everything that has been stolen.
Wow. So what does that mean?
So I want to be deliberate
mm-hmm.
in where it comes to this seed today. I want
okay.
you to name the seed. I want you to get something and write it down. Put it on your check. Put it somewhere in your house, on your refrigerator, on the wall, and declare that I'm sowing this seed this day, this hour, 2015, to recover all. And this is the seed. And I'm telling you that the purpose of this whole thing is the number 2015. So $20.15, $200.15, or $2,015. I just heard someone say in the spirit realm when I said $20.15, you said that's ridiculous. Well, so did Naaman when Elijah told him to go dip 7 times in the Jordan.
Yeah, come on.
But he obeyed
yeah.
and a miracle followed. Just like the children of Israel said, that's ridiculous. God tells them to march around the Jericho wall 7 times, and on the 7th day, shout, and the walls fell down.
Mm.
What happened? They obeyed, and a miracle followed. I'm telling you today, obey the word of the Lord and name this seed and sow your seed today and watch a miracle follow in this year. Now, let me explain something to you and to the audience. The Lord spoke to me and said the greatest seed and the greatest harvest that the children of God will ever get is when I have allowed Satan to steal from them.
Mm.
It was their seed. And now it's harvest time.
Wow.
I'm about to bring back to them everything that they lost, because the scripture says in the book of Ephesians, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
He also says, be not mocked. God is not deceived. Whatsoever a man soweth,
mm-hmm.
that shall he also
reap.
Remember, an unsown seed is an unreaped harvest. As long as it's still in your wallet, you'll never get a harvest.
Mm.
As long as it's in the pocketbook, you'll never get a harvest. As long as it's in your bank account, you'll never get a harvest.
Wow.
You've got to go to that source, grab that seed,
got it.
And you need to sow that seed, declaring these words prophetically that 2015 is the year to recover all.
You know, this is fertile ground, and I'm not suggesting that the seed that's sown has to be sown here, but we are working to bring men like you to this broadcast. Great men and women with Now Word, with real strategies, real solutions to help get the truth out to the world that needs to understand this amazing, unstoppable power of a living God. Not a dead God,
yes.
A living God who can do far greater than man could ever do on his own or alone. This is fertile ground.
Yes, it is.
This is a place that seed can be sown to help get this broadcast out to people who need to hear this truth.
Mm.
But where does it start? Does it matter the level of the seed, Tim? Or is it taking action and doing whatever you can with what God's placed in your hands to do with it right now?
That's exactly right. It doesn't matter how small the seed is. Inside of the seed is a miracle.
Mm.
And the only way that the miracle will be released is if you sow the seed.
Got it.
I'm telling you today, obey the word of the Lord and name this seed and sow your seed today and watch a miracle follow in this year.
I just believe that God is wanting to show the world how amazing and miraculous his power can actually be. be. I believe that God is wanting to show up in someone's circumstance, show up in their finances, show up in their health, show up in their relationship, show up and do something amazing that the world can see how great your God actually is. And He is a God of numbers. All throughout the Bible, He talks about He did it a certain way according to a certain time, in a certain season, according to a specific number. Yes, now, why would God do anything differently today? Why would we question at all that you didn't just stumble here on this program? Wow. You happened here by divine appointment for this time, for this season, for God to do something amazing in your life. God has the ability to set right what is wrong. God has the ability to make right what isn't working. God has the ability to recover everything that the believer has lost.
That's powerful. That is so powerful. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 55 and 11, "So shall my words be that goeth forth out of my mouth. They shall not return unto me void, but they shall prosper in the thing whereto I've sent it." I believe that today was a word from God, and I believe it's not going to return to Him void, but it's going to prosper in every believer's life who grabs a hold of it and obeys the word with faith following.
Wow. I don't care if it's 2015, if it's 215, if it's 2015. I'm going to tell you what, recovery is the only thing that's possible to come. Recovery. That's what we're going to see happen in my life, in your life, in the life of the people around you. That's what this program is all about. We invite you to take a moment and call the number that is on the screen. And hey, if you're not able to sow a seed today, that's okay. Call us to just say, we're standing with you in agreement. We're agreeing with you that this is the year of full recovery. I promise you, if we walk in that understanding, if we add a little bit of action to what we speak with our mouth, God will meet us there, won't He, Tim?
Yes, He will.
We just thank you, Tim, for being here today.
My pleasure.
We thank you for being part of today's program. Please connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. We love you. We thank you for being part of One on One.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.